It's now time for Timberwolf Talk, brought to you by Merchants and Planners Bank.
Hello, this is Carol Dawn Woods coming to you from the Cedar Ridge Elementary School Library. I've been invited to talk to you about the programs and services we've been implementing this year in our new library that we now call The Library. I first want to let you know that all the activities that take place in the library are designed to help children develop their love for reading. To start out, we arrange the library into different areas for the students to enjoy a variety of reading experiences. These areas look out onto a courtyard where beautiful murals have been painted by our own Miss Lynette McKinney. Our books are displayed in or on a variety of shelves and tables that are arranged in nooks according to topic. In order to encourage students to read, we have put into place several programs to help make reading interesting and fun. We have a couple of incentive programs. The first is our VIP incentive card program. This is based on the number of words a student reads. As their word count reaches a certain level, they are awarded a VIP membership card. As the VIP membership increases, the awards increase until students reach the Diamond membership by reading 1 million words. Also at this level, students' names will be placed on our new Million Word Reader Hall of Fame. Another area in the library is Reading Under the Stars. Students may enjoy hammock time as they read under the stars, either through the VIP incentive program or through a special challenge. Another area in our library is our Tea and Talk Tea Room that is designed like an English tea cottage. Third, fourth, and fifth grade students are invited to a tea party. As we have a treat and a spot of tea, students talk about a book that is special to them. We are hoping others will hear about a book that they would like to read. We want to make sure students have full access to books. Every morning, students can hear music playing as I arrive for a visit with my mobile checkout cart. It's loaded with a large variety of books, and I usually visit a different grade level every day. Since students are also reading at home, we are offering Chromebook checkout so that students can take accelerated reading tests at home. I also wanted to make you aware of some additional programs that take place or are offered by the library. In kindergarten, we offer the Wolfpack Book Sacks program. Every Wednesday, book sacks are sent home with books for parents to read with their children. The book sacks are to be returned on Monday for a book rotation and a refill, and then will be sent out again on Wednesday. We also have several programs that occur during lunchtime. Students bring their lunch trays and enjoy a reading experience while they eat. Fourth and fifth graders are welcome to enjoy our Brothers and Sisters for Books, where we read from a great book 2 days a week. We have so many students attending this program that we've divided into two groups, and Mr. David Ward reads to one of the groups. Third graders can enjoy a team read experience. Third grade boys come one day and third grade girls come on another day. I read and then I send them a copy of the next chapter for them to read. In the end, our team has read one great book. History Hounds also occurs during lunchtime. Mr. David Ward leads instruction about a specific period in history, such as a study of the Civil War. These units study include additional activities such as field trips. We went on a great trip to study a submarine from World War II in Little Rock last year. The kids and parents all loved it. We are offering an enrichment class for 4th and 5th graders called Ridge Readers. Currently, the time is split. I read from a book the students have picked out, and then they read from a book of their own choice. Later on, we plan to work on some Reader's Theater. We have one other program that is special to 3rd graders in celebration of their reading accomplishments. Every 9 weeks, we invite a royal reader. We have a special ceremony in which the reader is dressed with a crown and robe and is seated upon a throne. Students perform a special royal ceremony, and after the guest reads, we have a spot of tea. In conclusion, I want to say that our students and parents have shown a great response to the library programs. Parents are supporting their children by reading to them or encouraging them to read independently. Several parents have come by to check out more and more books for reading at home. I am so proud of them and their great attitude about reading. I want to finish with a great big thank you to all the talented people who have helped and continue to help with making our library a special place for our students to develop their love of reading. Thank you all. Let's read, Timberwolves!